Welcome to It's Gonna Be Wonderful, a radio broadcast brought to you by the historic Belle Point Baptist Church in Hinton, West Virginia, where we really do believe that it's gonna be wonderful in heaven someday. Thank you for joining us on It's Going to Be Wonderful. I invite your attention this morning to the 100th Psalm. Here we read in the Word of God, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." What a wonderful, blissful psalm, a marvelous psalm. Look at the wonderful knowledge to be found here. "Know ye that the Lord, he is God." All over this planet, there are people searching for God. Some think his name is Buddha. Some think his name is Allah. Some think that Confucius is the one to follow. No, know ye that the Lord, he is God. And he said of himself, "I am the Lord, and beside me there is no other." What a wonderful knowledge to be found in this 100th Psalm. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. What a wonderful relationship we have to him. Our text tells us that it is he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. You know, and I know, people who call themselves a self-made man or a self-made person. Now, they're talking about the accomplishments of their life. But even that they didn't do. Who gave them the ability to produce? Who gave them the ability to think? Who gave them the ability to do those things which they can do? It was God. He is the potter, they are but the clay. It is God who hath made us. We have a relationship with him. Whether or not we know him as Savior, he's still our Creator, and we ought to be glorifying him as a people and as a nation. And certainly those of us who know him, who have by faith accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, ought to be exalting his name. What wonderful service we have. Our text tells us that we are to serve the Lord with gladness. Serving the Lord ought to be a joy. It is a privilege, and it ought to be something that brings joy to our hearts. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before him with singing. I hope you're a singing Christian. I hope you have the joy of the Lord in your heart, and you make a joyful noise unto the Lord, whether or not you can carry a tune. I'm grateful that I know the Lord, and he has put a song in my heart and on my lips, even praise to my God. There's a wonderful fellowship that we can have together. Our text tells us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You ought to be coming to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, full of joy, and you ought to enter into his gates with thanksgiving for all that he's done for you and the people around you, and you ought to be filling that place with praise. Did you know that the Bible tells us that God inhabits the praise of his people? You want God to show up, as we say? Then you just be praising him. We ought to be praising his name for this wonderful testimony that the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. The Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. And that mercy and that goodness can take you to heaven if you'll only repent of your sin and accept God's free gift of salvation offered through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, you ought to know the Lord and serve the Lord, fellowship with his people, and enter into his courts with thanksgiving and praise. Someday, you're going to have the privilege of seeing him in heaven. I trust that in the meantime, you're serving him, you're loving him, you're living for him. And I trust that also you're entering into your church, your local church, with joy in your heart, ready to serve and ready to be a blessing to the people that are around you until you get to the wonderful place called heaven. trust you have enjoyed today's broadcast of It's Going to Be Wonderful. If you would like, you may contact the Belle Plaine Baptist Church by writing Belle Plaine Baptist Church, 211 Miller Avenue, Hinton, West Virginia, zip code 25951. Or you may call us at area code 304-466-3547. Visit us also on the World Wide Web. You may reach us at www.bellpoint.net. That's www.bellepoint.net.